Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Why was it important for you guys to go to the scene?
After seeing what I've seen today, the answer to that question is pretty easy. The people they need to be uplifted after what happened. And our presence, I think, accomplished some of that. And it was so such a joy to see the people actually smiling. And the future for me, the message to the people is things will get better. And I really believe that. And I think a lot of them feel, or most of them feel the same way.
Yeah, we weren't here in Buffalo when it happened. And the fact that, you know, you're reading about it, you're reading the news, seeing it on TV, but then actually, like, we just had to be here to actually be, you know, it physically here and then seeing it, it hit you really hard. Seeing those names, seeing the location, just a lot of things going through your mind. So I think it was really important for us to really, you know, help absorb some of the pain to be here.
Obviously the Bills have been very involved, the Sabres have been involved, the Bandits and then organizations all throughout the city. What has it been like to witness the response given what happened a couple days ago?
It's really impressive how the people feel energized when the guys come around, especially some of these guys behind me that don't play now, but it really energized. You could see the people smile and gives them a lot of sense of accomplishment that guys would come out and mingle with them and try to pick their spirits up. I might want to say, I'm not asked this question, but I am so proud of Buffalo for the reaction that, starting with the initial press conference with the mayor, the Catholic, I can't remember the priest's name, and Darius Pridgen. It was all about prayer and love. And it, to me, I was sitting in Florida, I had a tear in my eye to see how we started down the path of recovery with prayer and let's pull together and come out of this together.
Kim, what's your message to the people of Buffalo and to the victims' families and what they're going through right now?
Yeah. Again, like Terry said, you know, the response and how we respond as you know, individually, as an organization, as a team, and as a city, you know, with a lot of national attention on us and how we respond, and just showing everyone what Buffalo is about, who the people of Buffalo are about, and as we said, it's about lifting each other up. It's about love. It's about, you know, that's how we move forward, and I'm really proud that. Everyone that we've talked to and the people that behind us and in front of us, before us, that's what we're really showing, and that's really how we move through. It makes the people we laid flowers on and the names and just those 10 victims, it makes their lives a lot more meaningful, and we have to remember that.
Commissioner, why was it important for you to come here to see and be here for an event like this today?
Well, we believe this is our community too, and I have a personal connection to this community because it really is my home. But I think we wanted to make sure people here knew they weren't alone, that we were all supportive of them, and how proud we are of the way they're responding. The thing that gave me the most comfort was talking to the individuals. You know, we all know we have a tragic circumstance here, 10 victims, but there are a lot of other people here really hurting. And we just want them to know that all of us are standing behind them, and we're all going to do whatever we can to support them.
And yesterday there was such an emphasis from Brandon Bean, from players, about how yesterday was a first step
efforts will continue to keep supporting this community. What does that look like from an organizational standpoint of making sure it's not just this week?
Right, and I've had a lot of conversations, especially with some of the residents here in the community a few minutes ago, and that was one of the things that really resounded with them is just, you know, what happens when after the cameras leave? What happens when it's not, you know, the news, top news story of the week? And that's where I said, this is where we want to listen to them and understand what the true needs are. And with the goal in mind of sustainability, how do we, you know, how do we improve upon what we're doing, what has been done? How do we prevent things like this? How do we change a behavior and a mind, but in a way that really lasts and is meaningful? Don't have the answer. I just know that you know, we're gonna, as an organization, us personally, that we're gonna listen and have a lot of discussions with our community leaders, with the residents, you know, with our own internal staff, our players, to truly understand and put together a path that's gonna last.
Kim, what does the slogan "Choose Love" mean to you, as you see it on a lot of the shirts now?
Yeah, it's who we are. You know, it's Maddie. You know that, you know, coach, whether it's a coach, the team, us as an organization, you know that's what we are about. And we've shown it in many different ways, in good times and in bad. And I think it's just a reminder that's who we are, and that's what we want to represent. And that's so much more important than what actions that we saw last Saturday.
Jim, what was your impressions of the team yesterday coming down, embracing the community the way they did yesterday?
Well, it's awesome. I think we realize, especially the players who played back in the olden days, that we understand this is our city too. And the players nowadays, they've been rallying ever since day one, since like Josh and the guys that have been here. I'm proud of them. I mean, that's who we are. That's what this city's all about. When they talk about Bill's Mafia, here we are. I mean, we're all part of it, and these guys understand that we all got pulled together.
Bruce, why is it important for you to be here today?
Man, it was it was something that I had to do. I had to come and pay my respects, number one, to the victims of this horrific rampage of killing innocent African Americans just going to the grocery store. And number two, to show support for this community. This community is here for me. Some of my best friends, I feel like they're brothers. Police officers, state troopers, Larry White, JT, and so many others. I was just compelled to go to the memorial site, and I cried like a baby. I wept, but it was good. I needed to have that moment so I could start this healing process. And to be here today passing out food and with my brother Thurman and Jim and the Pagulas and Roger and so many others, and then seeing the community, I bet you this racist did not count on this outpouring of love that's taking place right now, the strengthening of this community that's going on right now. And we're going to build upon that.
You guys talked to a lot of the people outside of the Tops who were helping hand out things and just kind of mingling with people. And they're going through a lot, too. Just like you said, it was good to be there and have that moment. What was it like just being able to bring joy to so many of those people? We talked to a bunch of people, and they said just seeing your presence there, talking to you guys for a couple minutes, it took their minds off of so many horrific things.
Yeah, this is probably the first time they've smiled in days. And seeing that energy and seeing some type of comfort from seeing whether it's my face or Jim's face or Thurman's face or Ed's face or so many of the others, that's a part of the process of healing and moving forward. There are some other issues that need to be addressed regarding social media and hate and white supremacy and so forth. But right now, we got to heal this community so we can move forward. And then we can tackle these greater issues that affects all of us. It's one thing to see a horrific event like this take place and you don't have any attachment to it, but this is in our front yard. This affects people that you've grown up with and you've known for 30 years or more. And that's where it hurts the most. It feels like somebody just ripped the insides out of you and it hurts so bad. But we will make this community stronger, hopefully put some more smiles on these folks' faces and spend some time with them and let them know that we love them.
When you see the stream of people coming to get groceries, do you get a sense of the sort of the symbolic blow that, you know, it happened at this grocery store that was so integral to and important to the community?
Yeah, well, the question you just asked, you just hit it right on the head. This community is a tight-knit community. I was just talking to one of the pastors over there, and he was telling stories about a friend of mine by the name of Larry White, who was a Buffalo police officer who died a number of years ago. And we were laughing, and he was telling us the stories about how, as a teenager, Larry White used to, you know, mentor him and see him standing on the corner and would say, "Boy, where are you going?" You know, he'd pick him up and put him in his car and take him home and turn the lights on, and his parents would come out, "What do you do this time?" And he didn't do anything wrong, but Larry was just trying to be that mentor and try and do the things that are right for our youth and so forth and keep them on the right path. And now he's a minister today doing the same thing. He's mentoring these young kids and sending a positive message. But for me, this is about love. I was taught to love thy neighbor. Love that neighbor, not hate. Not go on a murderous rampage because of the color of someone's skin. That's not what we're about. And these platforms and these people that want to spew hate and do things like this, there's no place for them in our society, let alone killing someone because of the color of their skin.
Roger.
Two more for the full group.
Roger, with the donation to the Bill Social Justice Initiative, why was it important not only to give that, but to have the players kind of have a say in where that'll go to support this community?
Well, the players are such a big part of the NFL community, but also our communities. We see that, their leadership and their care and their involvement in the communities. And we're so proud of the work that they do and the leadership role that they play. We want to support them in these efforts. A lot of this was driven by them, and we are 100% in their corner, in the corner of our communities, to make sure that we do make the long-lasting changes that hopefully will prevent this in the future.
Roger.
But for right now, we need to... Yeah, go ahead.
You can finish.
Not right now, as Bruce said, I think very correctly, is that we have to get through the healing process, and we just want people to know that we're here to support them.
Buffalo is one of 32 teams in the NFL. You came to Buffalo today to pay your respects and to help as well. What type of sense are you getting from this community and just how special they are to the NFL, the legends, the people of Buffalo?
Well, this community has always been a big part of the NFL, and I think the fan base is a big part of that. The Pegula's leadership, these players through the decades, it's always been a big part of the NFL. And I think what we saw today was the strength of the people here. And those the peoples, to me, were incredibly inspiring, talking about how they're dealing with this, the strength that they have, how much they appreciated everyone being here, and making sure that they knew that all 32 communities in the NFL, but this entire nation, and I think this world, are in their corner and supporting them.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.